Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Just one verse of scripture. I could quote it, but I want to take you there and I want to read it to you. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It reads this way in verse 28 of Romans chapter 8. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if you've been in the church any length of time or been around a believer any length of time, they have quoted that portion of scripture. They have quoted it. And that particular scripture is well known throughout the body of Christ, even well known throughout secular arenas. It's well known. But what I want you to understand that everything that you have encountered, if you mentally process it correctly, has done you well. It has done you well. Everything that you have experienced has shaped you into what God wanted you to be if you processed it correctly. Everything is about processing things that we experience in life properly. If we properly process it, it is going to take us to places that we normally could not go because we would not have been prepared for it. Success has pressure. Pressure comes with it. So when you ascribe to succeed, you're stepping over into pressure. So there are certain things that happen before you reach levels of success that has to do with pressure. The evil that was waged against you because of God's maneuvering everything around you, instead of having a negative impact on you, if you processed it correctly, it had a positive impact on you. I don't believe I would be doing what I'm doing if I had not had some things that were distasteful to happen. Those distasteful things really, they catapulted me into this next place that God has for me. And people, they're hearing me talk in the, you know, I had several meetings yesterday and people heard me, but I don't think they really heard me. Because when they really hear me, they really see. When people really hear you, they see what you're saying. They're not just hearing what you're saying. They see what you're saying. And I'm just saying to them in my meetings yesterday, I'm saying bye-bye to one moment and hello to my next moment. And everything that I done yesterday was to say bye-bye to one moment and hello to my next moment. And you're going to have to say bye-bye to some moments and say hello to the next moment. But you got to wave bye-bye to some of those old moments. So what I'm doing on my bye-bye moments, I want to thank some people. I want to thank some people. And this is going to be the most unusual thanks that you probably ever experienced. But this is how I feel. This is how I take it. This is how God has processed it in me. Because originally when, just before I was licensed the very first time, I had to go through this process with all these senior leaders, and they asked me, who do you equate yourself to in the Bible? I said, Joseph. I didn't have to think about it. I knew favor was on my life. I knew God was for me. I knew things would happen in life, but I knew I would come out on top. I always, that's when I was first licensed. I was 30 years old, okay, at that time. But I knew things were going to turn out for my good, and I didn't doubt that. So what I want to do in this Thanksgiving, I want to share some things with you, and I want you to take this in, and I want you to say it for yourself, because you're the one, and you can say things like this, and it is going to empower you, and it is going to open up greater things around you. So I'm going to start out thinking like this, and I have all this written down, and I may text it out a little bit later or send it out. I don't know. And if you can write fast enough, you can write it down. But this is how I started off my Thanksgiving. And because, you know, this is my last day of being 55, at 12 o'clock, tomorrow morning, I'll be 56 years old. And I want to thank everybody that pushed me to this place that I am at the close of being 55. So this is how my thanks goes. Thank you for not providing a place for me to run to. Now I know that I don't have to run from anything. Thank you for not providing a place for me to run to. Now I know I don't have to run from anything. Thank you for not being a friend Now I am a friend of God. Thank you for not being a friend. You got to learn how to thank those people that didn't become a friend to you. So thank you for not being a friend. Now I am the friend of God. Thank you for not believing in me. Now I believe in myself. Thank you for not believing in me. Now I believe in myself. Thank you for not listening to me. Now I know who my audience is. Thank you for not listening to me. Now I know who my audience is. I never would have known who my audience was unless somebody refused to listen to me. Thank you for not receiving my gift. Now someone has it that will appreciate it. Thank you for not receiving my gift. Now someone has it that will appreciate it. Thank you for looking over me. Now the right people have found me. Thank you for looking over me. Now the right people have found me. If they had never looked over me, the right people never would have found me. I would have been in an odd place, an unusual place. But because those looked over me, I want to thank them. Now the right ones have found me. Thank you for doubting me. Now I know who really trusts me. Thank you for doubting me. Now I know who really trusts me. Thank you for leaving me. Now I know God is with me. Thank you for leaving me. Now that I know that God is with me. I never would have known that God was with me unless somebody left me. I believe somebody's jumping around their house, just doing a dance, even in their cars. I don't know where you are, but I know you're rejoicing in that. Thank you. You need to thank the people who left you. Now you know God is with you. So I said, thank you for leaving me. Now I know God is with me. Thank you for not saving me. Now I really know the Savior. Thank you for not saving me. Now I really know the Savior. And I wanted to thank all those people who fit into those categories. And I'm excited about giving thanks. You want to know why? Because it was those things that worked for my good. Everything that I gave thanks for, those things were working for me. I named out, you didn't give me a place to run to. Now I know I don't have to run from anything. I don't have to run from anything. I don't run from anything. Thank you for not being my friend. Now I am a friend of God. Israel sings the song, I am a friend of God. Thank you for not believing in me. Now I believe in myself. I never would have believed in myself unless I'd gotten around people who did not believe in me. Thank you for not listening to me. Now I know who my real audience is. So I want to tell you, anytime you're talking, anytime you're sharing precious information and people are not listening, that's the wrong audience. You got to go to the next audience. So you thank you for not receiving my gift. Now someone has it that really appreciates the gift. Is nothing worse than somebody giving a person a gift and they treat it with like it has no value. And then you give a gift to someone else and they can't wait to tear the paper off, open up the box. Now someone has it that's ripping the paper off, that's tearing the box open because they appreciate what they have been given. Thank you for looking over me. Now the right ones have found me. Some people, if they had not looked over you, they would have displaced you. And then the people who are really going to be a blessing to your life and you're going to be a blessing to their lives, they never would have found you. The only reason those people found you is because others overlook you. So you need to thank the people for overlooking you. Thank those who doubted you. I thank those who doubted me. You now have put me in a position. I know who really trusts me. So there's always some people going to doubt you before you run into people who are really going to trust in you. Thank you for leaving me. Now I know God is with me. Sometimes there are people you have in the way of really trusting God, knowing that God is with you. So it's when people leave you, thank them. Thank them for leaving you. Now you know God is with you. Last one again. I read through these twice. Thank you for not saving me. Sometimes we wanted people to save you. You're in the worst moment. There's somebody just come help. But thank you for not coming and saving me. Now I really know the Savior. That's absolutely powerful. That's life changing. And that's what I wanted to do with this last day of being 55. I choose all day long to thank God, to thank my opposition, to thank my supporters, to thank everybody. You want to know why? Because every thanks worked for my good. So I'm telling you, I'm going to get ready to play some music. You have no idea what I'm going to play, but it's a very familiar song that we may have put on the shelf, but I'm going to pull it out. I don't own the rights to this music. This is your song today. This is my song. Yes. This is for us today. I'm telling you. Thank you, haters. Thank you, critics. Thank you, everybody. It's intentional. It's working for you good. For my good. Everything. Everything is working for my good. Everything is working for your good. Never failing. Y'all know the song. He's never failing. I gotta let you listen to that just for a minute. The body of Christ needs this song again. New people need this song. It's not destroying you, it's making you. Pull yourself together today. That sounds like a war cry to me. If I could sing, I'd be right in there with him. Yeah, it's working for you. Not bitter. I'm not upset. I'm not retaliating. It worked for me. I'm not disappointed. My heart is not heavy. It's working for me. Tony Hendricks, it's working for you. Miss Nash, it's working for you. Patty, it's working for you. It's working for you. Miss Cobb, it's working for you. Brenda, it's working for you. Sister Power is working for you. I don't have anything to worry about. Miss Ford is working for you. Mr. Hill is working for you. It's working for you. He's never failing. I just had to play a little of that for you all. Because I'm excited. At 6:19 Central Time, I'm excited. I'm pumped. Why? Everything that I've experienced has been working for me. God was intentional. That dude would have destroyed me. He wouldn't have allowed it to come through. Anything that got through, it was sharpening me. It was making me better. It was giving me endurance. Everything. Yeah, that tried to cut me off. But I'm back. I'm telling you all, God is working all things for your good. There is nothing that you have experienced in life that you process correctly that will not catapult you in the greatest time of your destiny. Some of y'all got to get back on. I know this is, I won't say much about that, but anyway. It's working for you. It'll continue to work for you. If I'm still alive, I know something going on, but this is working for you. So those of you, if we cut off, y'all better be in the service tomorrow night because something's happening. Something major is happening. So it's working for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I know some things have shifted in the technology, but they have not change God's purpose for your life. So have a wonderful day, and I want to see you real soon. It'd be nice to see you on my birthday. God bless you. Enjoy your day, and be thankful for all that has occurred in your life. Amen. God bless you. Well, guys, we got cut off. That tells us we were doing something right. But I just want you to have a great day. I want you to be thankful. Hopefully you got everything that I shared. I will be sending that out to you. All the thanks, I will be sending that out to you. So you'll be thankful concerning every single thing. Okay. Be thankful through every trial, through every dilemma. I want you to remain thankful. We're entering a season of Thanksgiving, but I want you to remain thankful. I know many of you are trying to get back on, but it's okay. It's okay. I got my message through, and now you can go and you can get that song. And I want you to play that song. It's working for you. Yeah. It's working for you. And I want you to get the song. I'm not going to stay on much longer, but it's working for you. I promise you, it's working for you. Don't dread anything you've been through. Don't be angry with anybody about anything you've been through. Don't use your emotions for negativity. Don't do that. So many of you are getting back on, and that's powerful within itself. So that was an interruption that I had no control over. But what I do know is there's some people who are moving forward, and this I Am the One segment will not be stopped. We will use every platform that we have to empower you to know that those things that have occurred are only pushing you toward your destiny. And I see people writing. I see Ashley writing, I needed this. If you needed what I shared earlier, I want you to post that. I want you to write it. I needed that, because this is what we need. These are the things that God has for us. This is what heaven has for us. And nothing can stop you from benefiting from it. Nothing will be able to stop you from benefiting from it. I didn't get a chance to pray before it cut me off, but I'm going to take some time, because I still got really 5 minutes. before it's 6:30 Central Time. So I'm going to pray. I see y'all writing it in there. I needed that. I needed that. I needed this. I needed that. And that's important. That's important. So I have no control over the powers of the air, but I do have control over what Stephen A. Davis is doing. And Stephen A. Davis is consistent, and he's going to remain consistent. And these are the best seasons of my life to be the biggest blessing to God's people that I've ever been in my entire life. And that's my focus, is to make sure that I am doing that. I am doing that. Apostle Pointer, thank you. I just got your post. That's the kind of stuff we need. That's what our people need, because they're dreading the things that they've been through and what they're going through, but not knowing that things are making you better, even if you process them well. So yeah, I see those. I needed that. I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to pray with you, because there's no weapon that has been formed against you that shall prosper. You, God is using every tool, every instrument that seems like a foreign force to forge you into what he wants you to be. I am sure that every experience has made me what I am. So I don't regret any experiences that I have, because it made me what I am. It gave me the endurance. It gave me the ability to press through and to believe. If I was sitting on an island alone, I still feel the company of the Holy Spirit and the power of God with me. You want to know why? It's because I had some difficult times that pushed me to that place to where I got a hold of God in a way that I never would have known him without those experiences. So let me pray. You don't have to try to get everybody back on, but those of you who are coming back on, I am going to finish up with a prayer, because this was absolutely powerful. It was life-changing, and God is doing amazing things. You can catch me on YouTube as well. You can catch me on Instagram. You can catch me on other platforms. So we're going to utilize everything that we have in order to empower you and get you to that place to where we know God wants you to be in this season of your life. So let's pray real quickly. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for everything that you're doing. And we know, God, we know it's working for us. God, we not only spoke, we not only thank those who caused us challenges, we thank them for what they did or did not do. But we thank you most of all, God, that you showed up in the midst of everything. And God, you have spoken to your people today. And because you have spoken to your people are better now than they were prior to this moment. So we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we summon all the intercessors to begin to start praying concerning anything that we do and pray away the forces of the enemy that wants to stop the voice of the Lord from reaching his people and transforming his people. We decree and declare that we have authority over the powers of the air. And we decree and declare that God's people will be empowered. God's people will see the great victory that he has for them. You are the one, and you be blessed today. You walk in it. I'll see many of you tomorrow night. We're going to celebrate some. I may share a word. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night, but I know I'm going to have a good time. And I know you're going to have a good time. So I'm going to see you guys soon. And I want you to go out today. I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. All that stuff was working for you. You are the one. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm excited. I know you're excited now. And you can still go back and pull up the song, listen to it for the rest of the day, because it's going to be very encouraging to you. Go back and watch me over again, that first segment. Watch it over again. Share it with all your neighbors. Share it with all your friends. Share with all your coworkers, because it is going to really impact their lives. And I got out every single point that I had in that first segment. I did get it out. So it's there. You can go back and listen to it again. You can be impacted by it again, because God's doing something amazing right now in your life. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll see many of you tomorrow night, or I'll hear happy birthday from you on all the social media platforms. God bless you. I love you. Lady Davis loves you. And most of all, Jesus Christ loves you. Have a great day.
Hey, if you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now, and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.